Hello, and welcome back to Cat's Path on the second to final episode before I turn 20. That was kind of a mouthful, but whatever. So today we're going to go no script again, because I think that worked pretty well last time. And I'm echoing so much in my ears, but I know it's not translating like that, so I'm just going to power through. Anyways. So yeah, we're gonna go without a script today. I know what I want to talk about, so we'll see how well it actually goes. But anyways, before I start, I wanted to say, got a lot of positive feedback on last week's episode, so thank you for that. A lot more people are listening, which is really exciting, and I'm very happy about that. So thank you for the new listeners and the continuing listeners. It means a lot. Topic-wise, I wanted to talk about money because I'm in a little bit of a different situation from other people my age. I don't have a car, first and foremost, which I did want to say this last episode, which leads me into two thoughts. So first thought, I was kind of thinking, because a lot of times, especially me now going without a script, I think about a lot of stuff after the fact, and I'm like, shoot, I should have added that in there. So what if I had, like, a little extra thought episode? Like, I don't know what I would call it, but, like, the extra thoughts I didn't come up with during the actual episode. Probably wouldn't be every single time, because I probably wouldn't have extra thoughts every single time. But if I did have just a couple extra thoughts, maybe like 5 minutes, would that even be worth it to post like on Thursday? Tell me what y'all think about that, because I kind of did think about it. I just don't know if it would be really worth all that effort, because it would be a very short thing of just being like, oh, by the way, I forgot to say this, which is why a script would be good, but you know, we'll work on that. So that's point one. Point two is what I thought about from thinking about last week's episode of the idea of not knowing if me not having a car makes me less desirable. I want to say, because this is so, so frustrating to me, that just because everyone tells me, just go get the car, just go get the license, guys, it's not that easy. I am telling you, which I'm sure, as someone who does have a car and does have their license, everybody knows it's not that easy. It's not like I can just walk into a lot and buy a car, and not like I can just walk into the DPS, DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, whatever. Walk into those buildings and just go and get my license. It is not that easy. And it's honestly getting to the point where I'm a little frustrated of people just saying, just go get it. You just need to hurry up and go get it. Guys, I'm trying, okay? It is not that easy. It is not that quick. It is not that instantaneous. So please, give me a break. Even though I know I've had a break for 16, 17, 18, 19, 4 years, I understand. But it's still, you know, that was an extra thought. That was an example of that. But anyways, so this topic today, I wanted it to be about money because I am in a different situation, just reiterating that because it's already been a second since I said it, initially, but I am in a different situation. I don't have a car, so I don't have things like car payments, insurance. So in that sense, I have a lot of money. But then, and I don't have an apartment, so I'm not paying rent or anything like that. So I do have a lot of money. And if you're in a situation like I am, I think there's like two schools of thought. Do you absolutely like ball out and shop till you drop? Because at the moment, you don't have any other responsibilities. So should you kind of purge and just buy whatever you want whenever you want because you have the ability to? Or do you save up everything you get, and you know, so you can get the things that you will have to pay for the rest of your life. I'm kind of in the middle of that. For me, it's kind of like a situation to situation. Considering my circumstances, I am not gonna turn down a little shopping spree for myself. I'm not gonna turn down a little present. But I know I should be saving, especially given the fact that I do not have a job. So the money in my account is running out, and it's not. I'm not making that up. I'm not. I'm taking more out and putting nothing in, which is how that works. But is that smart? I think you just have to be conscious of it. I do not spend like $500 every week, $100 every day. I don't do that. I don't honestly spend that much money, but if I see something, I'm not going to hesitate to get it, because if I have enough right now, I don't have responsibilities of anything else, so I might as well get it before I'm in a situation where I can't get it. But at the same time, I realize I should be saving everything I get, given the fact that I don't have a job. In update to the job, I've applied to five or six places. The one that I really, really want, and a couple, well, a few others. Haven't heard anything back yet, but I think it being like the start of a new year, no one's really like rushing. That's just my theory. That's what I think to help me sleep better at night, because I'm like, why aren't you guys like already giving me an offer? It's a little stressful, because I've got like my parents saying like, you know, it's time, get that job, and I'm like, I'm trying. So I don't know. Should I be a little bit more conservative with my money, or is it okay to spend on everything? And of course, there's a limit, and there's got to be some reason to it. I think it was, well, last year, Christmas time, there was a limited edition American Girl doll that I really, 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 really wanted. She was beautiful. She was like $500. And given that, yes, I do love American Girls and I collect that and whatever, she's not gonna do much for me right now. It's not like I'm gonna play with her every day or whatever. It would be a collector's item, and given my situation, I decided to let that go. If I see a limited edition Hello Kitty sunglasses collaboration or something, I may snatch that. I may put it in my cart real quick. It's definitely on a situation to situation basis. But I know I do need to be getting somewhat smarter about it. Online shopping is dangerous, I will tell you that. I have been getting a few packages that I don't even remember ordering. Late night, you know, Amazon shopping and stuff is real. So I probably should chill on that part. I deleted like Etsy and like DoorDash. I deleted some apps to kind of refrain myself from excessively buying. Because not only do I not necessarily have the money, I definitely don't have the space for any more stuff. So that should be my main reason for not getting things. But I just don't know like the best way to go about that. And I'm in a little bit of a predicament. Not really, but because it's my birthday. It's my birthday month, and I'm turning 20 years old. Like, I want to splurge. I want to buy myself fancy things. I want to go get my nails done. And so I do really want to treat myself. And that's, and the only reason I'm like allowing myself to do that is just because I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that I will soon get a job and I can, you know, get all my money back in check, and that I really wouldn't be in debt for a super long amount of time if I treat myself right now. I wouldn't be like doomed until May because I will hopefully get a job before then. So, I don't know. It's interesting to try and figure out. I know I need enough money for school, and I wouldn't be doing anything at all if I did not have enough money for school, because I do pay for school on my own. I worked a job in the summer, I guess it was 2 summers ago, and I was getting $25 an hour, and I worked there, I think it was 6 months. It was a temp job, and for those 6 months, I made a savings account, and I got paid $25 an hour every week, so you do the math. And I saved up every penny of that, and I do not touch that amount. That is for school only. So until I don't mind buying and treating myself and treating others and doing whatever I want to do, because I know I can still pay for school. The moment I can't or think it's getting a little tight, I will stop. I have limits and I have boundaries, but so far I'm good and I'm within all my boundaries. So I think it's okay, but like I don't have space to get anything else. And the funny thing is, I'm a gift giver. Or like I like to treat other people too. I'm not gonna say I'm a good gift giver, but I like to treat people. And other people, friends or whatever, they probably don't have much room for little knickknacks I get, so that maybe I should just chill on the money. But it's an interesting situation. I just don't know how much like leeway I should give myself. I see a plane. Whoa. And I'm also like, I had this idea when I thought I was gonna move out. This was probably like in June, July of last year, kind of like the first half of the year. I was pretty sure I was gonna move out with my boyfriend and my friend, and we were all gonna get an apartment together. That did not happen, obviously, which I'm glad it didn't. I was not ready for the rest half of the year, so I'm glad I wasn't in that. But anyways, so then I was thinking, like, leading up to me moving out, before I have all of that financial responsibility, should I buy stuff for an apartment right now? Like, since I have the money, since I don't have any of the responsibilities, should I start, like, buying kitchen utensils, buying, you know, like, should I plan like that? Is that a smart thing to do? Like, should I start buying plates for my theoretical apartment that I may or may not even be close to getting because I have the ability to right now? I don't know. The money thing. Like, I'm a pretty frugal person, I'd like to say. It kind of depends. I don't know if other people are like this, but it kind of depends on, like, who I'm with. If I'm with a friend, I will most likely buy, lots of things. Not to like show off or anything, but because no one stops me, you know what I mean? Or if I'm out with my boyfriend and I'm like, ooh, I like this, and soon the cart is full and no one stops me. Versus like when I'm out with my mom, I'm like, isn't this cute? I think I'm gonna get it. And she's like, no. I'm like, shoot, save me $30. Okay. So maybe it's the danger of certain company. I don't know. I think I'm doing pretty good. School's about to start back up for me next Wednesday, actually. So I am buying school supplies. I always make sure I buy what I need first, whether it's school or police explorers or like necessities. I buy, of course, necessities first. The wants come later on. I don't know where I was going with that, but I have bought school stuff. I think I'm ready for the semester. I think we're gonna switch topics, the joy of not having a script. It was supposed to be about money, but I finished that a little quicker than expected. Pretty much, if you were in my situation, would you shop till you drop, or would you be saving everything? And if you were in my, like, exact position, you're not racing to get a driver's license, you definitely don't have a car, you have people who can take you everywhere, like, you're in a pretty good spot. How would you spend your money? Would you save it, or would you spend it? Let me know, and let me know what I should do. Or if you agree with what I'm doing. Anyways, leave me comments. I like looking at comments. Well, since that's pretty much over, I guess we'll talk about school real quick. This will be my third semester in community college. And I always like to start off talking about community college by saying it is so weird that all of my friends who are in actual universities get to be with people their age, and they're with kids we graduated, you know, alongside, and I'm in a school where there's maybe two or three people I know from high school, and everyone else is like 30 to 40 years old. It's a little strange to like be in a three-person group, and it's me, another teenager slash young adult, and like a 40-year-old with two kids who's doing this class before they go to work. I'm like, whoa, that's, I mean, for the sake of this type of like podcast, that's really interesting. But to go to school with, it's a little different, a little intimidating. You know, like coming out of high school and then all of my class is filled with middle-aged adults, from people who got out of the military who are using their GI Bill to just a mom who wanted some further education now that she has the chance. Like, it's interesting for sure, but it's definitely like a culture shock. So that's community college for you. Anyways. So, third semester, going back in, last semester was a little rough for me. I got a little complacent, and I realized how much that kicks you in the butt. And another important fact is that, like, I was a really, really good kid in high school. Had all the good grades, and you know, I was very punctual. I was just a good student. College, that, if you don't work at it, that type of student leaves you real quick and you become a whole different person. At least for me. My friend, she's a senior in Explorers. She's about to go off to college and she's like, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm a super good student. And I said, listen, I said the same exact thing, but you skip one class. Good thing my mom doesn't listen to this. You skip one class and you're like, shoot, this is kind of easy. You don't turn in one assignment and your grade doesn't take that much damage, and you're like, I can get by without submitting this other. Like, you start to lose that goody-goody, like, high school student real fast. So I was warning her, I'm like, it is different. As soon as you get in there, it's different. It's not like the work is that much harder for me. Like, I'm a smart student. I'm not saying that. But just, like, the social, definitely last semester, so I'm gonna work on it this semester. I was a lot more, worried about, like, the social, kind of like having fun or whatever. I wasn't taking it too seriously, and I realized how much that hurt me, school-wise. So I know I need to, like, focus going into this next semester. Although I will say, I think part of last semester's problem and downfall is because my classes were boring. So boring. It was federal government, US history. So back to back, like, history, I'm basically already asleep and it's only 10 o'clock. And I'm like falling asleep during lecture because that's not super interesting to me. And then it was public speaking. So by like public speaking, I was dead and I was just like, I can't do it. So they just weren't very interesting classes for me. This semester, I don't remember. I think it's art appreciation, psychology, and something else. Psychology and art appreciation, and one other thing, I do not remember what it is. I have to look at my schedule. But those seem a lot more interesting to me. So hopefully, I think I just picked really boring classes last semester, and that triggered my not motivated school self. I messed up those words, but you know what I mean. So I'm hoping this semester, with a little bit more interesting classes, I do better. I need to do better. I know that. I know I slacked. I was disappointed in myself. And I realized I should have done better. I know I can do better. So we're gonna be better this semester. So yeah, I'm ready for school. School's about to start back up. Explorers has started back up. Not sure if we're gonna have any competitions coming up. I hope we do. If I'm allowed to talk about it, which I mean, I'm pretty sure I am, would y'all be interested in hearing about Plano X, the 12-hour overnight competition? Because that could be a really long episode. I love Plano X. It gets my heart racing, my adrenaline going. It's so entertaining. I'm sure it'd be entertaining for y'all. So if I'm allowed to talk about it, do you guys want to hear it? Besides the point. So Explorers is starting back up. School is starting back up. So I'm gonna be more busy, which I'm excited about because having this long break, I think everyone gets through this. Like, a break sounds so nice. Like, when you know it's coming and you're like, yes, finally a break. But then, of course, you have a 2-week break or a 3-week break and you don't want to go back. So, I don't want to go back. But I also start getting super antsy and I'm bored and I just want to go move around and I want to go outside and I want to talk to people and make myself busy. So I am really looking forward to getting back out there and getting into school, keeping myself busy. And I hope with the job, whichever job it might be, that'll help me too, just to get out of my own head and get into the real world again. So I'm overall pretty excited for the next coming weeks. I know we have one more episode before I turn 20, and I don't know what that episode's going to be about, so let me know what you would like to hear from me. But that's kind of all I got. So let me know what you thought about this episode. Always love to hear your thoughts and such. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening as always, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.